The Magen Avraham has the following comment in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Kath and Kavches. Shin Samach Gimel Kavches. The Ramadi writes, Al Keni Shizar Lahamit Tachas Achevel Shnei Kanim Gevar Masara Mechuvanim Tachas Achevel. So to have it through the Pesach, you need two Kanim that are at least 10 Tachim Tol under the Kanal Gabav. Says the Magen Avraham, Beis kanim al aretz, aval kosli hamavoi, ein nechshav b'malakam kanim. So you have to create two kanim for the tzuas haPesach, but you can't use the existing ksalim, the existing walls of the mavoi. So you have a mavoi like this. You have three walls, let's say. You want to make a tzuas haPesach in the fourth wall, so you have to put a kanim ikan and kanim ikan. You can't just rely on the existing walls of the kosel to serve as your kanamikan or kanamikan. Kosel amavi ein achshav b'makam akanim. Dilo te mahaki, that wasn't the case. If you could rely on the existing kosel amavi, lam hitzrichu kora v'chav atefa. So why do you ever need a kora to be matir a mavoi, right? A mavoi sasim is nitar ayidei lechi o kora. What's the point of a korah where there are regulations that the korah has to be a minimal thickness of a tefach? Halo b'kolshu ikat suis ha-pesach. Right, suis ha-pesach, the kana al-gabav has no minimal thickness. So if you could always use the existing kosle amavoi as a kana bikan, why do you ever have a din of korah that has to be rechav ha-tefach? All you need is a string as your kana al-gabav to create a suis ha-pesach. Elo karach ha-tzach l'hamin korim. So it must be the fact that there is an institution of Korah, which is Matir, a Mavoi, that is indication that you can't use existing Solim in this picture as a Kanami Khan to create a Tzuas HaPesach. Yesh Lahakshos Maishna de Besukha Dayu Sheyitin Kana Alak Solim. Zain Tzar Kanami Khan, Kumashikasam de Simon Tafresh Lam and Sif Gimel. So by Sukkah, that's not the case. By Sukkah, for the third wall, you can use the Tzuras HaPesach relying on the existing walls. You don't need a separate kind of mikan. After the Shani Hasam, the Chumr Ba'al Mehilas Tzuras HaPesach. So there, the whole requirement of the Tzuras HaPesach is only a Chumr. You could rely on the third wall of the Tefach Kol Shehu as a tefach alone without a tzuas haPesach, so we relax the standards of tzuas haPesach by sukkah because the whole requirement is only a chumrah anyway. Venerally, di ika amud bekosel bolate nido mishem kana de lagar milachi. If you have an amud in the kosel that sticks in, then that's no worse than a lechi that can function as a kana. So it sounds like what the Magen Avraham means is that you have your three walls here, and then the kosel sticks out in this direction and in this direction. So if you have an amud, you have a platform that extends from the kosel here, even though it's pre-existing, that could serve as your kana mikan or kana mikan. In this case, you need an independent kanamikan because you can't rely on the kosle hamavoi. But in this case, where you already have an extension into the pesach hamavoi, you can rely on that existing amud as your kanamikan. Okay? That's what the Magen Avraham sounds like. That's how the Chazon Ish understands that last line of the Magen Avraham. Chazon Ish, Simen Ayin Os Tes Vav, and Simen Ayin Os Kaf Hei. Okay, so an ayin os tesvav and kafei. So he understands, based on the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham only restricts using a kosel in this case, but not in this case. And he wonders then on the Nesivos and the Tikkun Erevin, who is machmir even on this case, not to use the existing extension of the kosel as a kana mikan. Right? So presumably, the distinction that the Chazon Ish goes with is based on the Svara, that in this case there's no noticeable, discernible kana mikan. To rely on the existing kosel would be to rely on something that doesn't give any appearance of a kana mikan. Whereas in this case, you have an existing protrusion, so that presents itself as a kani mikan, and then you have some kind of heck or some kind of recognition that has a tzuras ha-pesach. Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elef L'chol Shlomo Simen Kuf Nun Beis also thinks that the Magen Avraham meant to be machmir in the second case as well, although he himself is Mekel. He writes, Ha'elef L'chol Shlomo Simen Kuf Nun Beis Devadai im kosleh ha-mavoy bolten l'rochev ha-kosel shavu l'tzuras ha-pesach. So in this case, picture number two, where the kosei ha-mavoy extend into the entrance of the mavoy, so be'emes lo be'inan tefach, v'dai b'kol shehu b'korach tzuras ha-pesach. So then you don't need a korah that's a tefach. All you need is to have a kanal gabav that's a kol shehu. Achim ein kosei ha-mavoy nimshachin ha-bolten l'rochev ha-kosel shavu l'tzuras ha-pesach. Rakim omdim l'rochav ha-mavoy, picture one, v'asuras ha-pesach havi l'rochav ha-mavoy, v'zavad yolo nidah v'shem lechi, l'kachim ina v'kara tefach v'zavarur. He writes, the Magen Avraham is machmir in that, but he thinks l'halacha that you can be meitel. In the English Erevin picture, the English Erevin Sefer, he has the following two pictures. He says, and he quotes this from W. Feinstein, that if you have, here, just take a look at the picture so I don't have to draw the board. If you have a picket fence, and you're creating a Tzuras HaPesach, so you want to use one of the existing kanim of the picket fence as a kanim mikan. You don't want to make your own lefi along the picket fence, you want to use one of the existing slants of the picket fence as your kanim mikan. So even though you could have argued that each slant is somehow a standalone unit, because it's all connected and has a tzur of a wall, then that would be the equivalent of using an existing kosel as a Khan, which would be problematic as we saw the Magen Avraham. But he thinks that if you use the support post, which is recognizable as a distinct part of the wall, which sticks out of the wall and looks different than the other existing posts, so that has its own independent identity, and that you could use as a because it's functioning as a side post independent of the existing picket fence. As we quote from Dr. Feinstein, that this picture would be problematic, and this picture would be okay. And the first picture, this is considered using the kosel as a kind of mikan, which you can't do. In this picture, it's not. You could argue here also that you could see the mikan here also, where even though the support post that's out a little bit, but the bottom line is still part of the wall. But he quotes that distinction, the shame, ripped up in Feinstein. The Truma Sadeshen has the following in Simon Ayin Dalet. Truma Sadeshen writes that Lichachila, you shouldn't use a lechi that whose thickness is less than an etzba. Technically speaking, Mekar Adin, there's no minimal shear for the thickness of a lechi. But the Truman Sedeshin writes in Simon Ayin Dalet that lichachila, you shouldn't use a lechi that is thinner than the width of an etzba. But ein limchos b'yadim akilim, but it's kosher. So if there are people that are bakel to use a lechi that is thinner than the width of an etzba, a lechi that has the thickness of a kol shehu, then you don't have to be mocha. However, says the Truma Sadeshen, when it comes to right? Suras HaPesach, and the Kanim Mikanim of Suras HaPesach. So there, you can use Sid Machoy, you can even use cement, which has minimal thickness, or plaster, which has minimal thickness, even lechachila. Okay, so when it comes to a lechi, lechachila, you have to be machmir that there should be a minimal thickness of an etzba. When it comes to the kanim mikanim in Suras HaPesach, that even lechachila can use simbacha, you could use something that is exceedingly thick. Then the German suggestion says, 1 second, v'chi tema, heyach yawel michu yasid, v'kol shu b'Suras HaPesach. How does that work? That by Suras HaPesach, you can use a kanim mikan that has minimal thickness, that's just plaster. Habi'inon, shetei bari lahamid badel shalkash. Didn't we learn that Suras HaPesach has to minimally have the strength to be mamid a del shalkash? And if you have a door frame that is made out of sin machoy, that's not even going to support a del shalkash. How can you use a lechi or kanamikan that is only made of sin machoy, that has minimal thickness? Isn't that ein aroi lahamid del shalkash? Says the German tradition, Ish lomar, the ayidei akosel shasit tachoy b'machoy ba, chashvin lubriya. So it's true that if you're to isolate the sin machoy isn't strong enough lahamid del shalkash. However, you're not putting sin machoy on its own because it's not going to stand. Sin machoy is only going to, the plaster is only going to work if it's attached to something bigger. So you have a kosel, and you can put the sin machoy, you can adhere the sin machoy to the side of the kosel, and then use the sin machoy as your kanim mikan. Even though, if you're to isolate the Sinmachi, it's not Roy Lahami Del Shokash, but because it's connected to a Kosel, and together with the Kosel, it could be Mahmed Del Shokash, then that is a sufficient Suras HaPesach. Okay? That's the Truman Sedeshin in Simon Ayin Dalit. This Truman Sedeshin is quoted in Lalacha by the Ramah. Take a look at Simon Shin Samach Gimel Siv Zayin. Okay? Shin Samach Gimel Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Lechi afilu shvarim v'shiveh shvarim, cherimbo. When it comes to a lechi, you could have different pieces that are joined together to constitute a lechi. It doesn't have to be one solid piece. Says Rama, V'lachein osin lechi misid tachli v'koso. That's why the practice is to make a lechi out of plaster alongside the wall. So as long as you make sure that it's not going to disintegrate or be destroyed within 3 tefachim of the ground. So it has to be within level of the ground. So you have to make sure that the animals are going to come and destroy it if it's within their reach. But in principle, you can use Sid Machoy as a lechi. Okay? Now here, all the Ramah is necessarily talking about is a lechi, but the Taz comments in Sifkat and Dalet that he doesn't only mean that this is acceptable for lechi, he means that it's acceptable for Suras HaPesach as well, because that's the context of the Truman Sedeshen, which is the source for this Ramah. Okay, so says the Taz in Sifkat and Dalet. So he wonders, or he raises this as a issue with the Lashon HaRama. The Rama only says it by Alachi, but he said it's clear that this din applies to a Tzuras HaPesach as well, because that is the source of the Rama based on this Trumas HaDesha. Okay, so Rav Schachter has the following observation, which is that, as we noted in our discussion of telephone poles, often the economy con that we use nowadays is some kind of relatively flimsy material. Plastic tubing or something that you put alongside a pole. And in Rav Schachter's estimation, that tubing that you put alongside a pole is not itself going to be Roi Lahamed El Shalkash. So it's only Roi Lahamed El Shalkash in conjunction with the pole. So that's fine if you put the tubing alongside a pole. But let's say you're going to put that alongside a kosel. So where it's only Roi Lahamed El Shalkash in coordination with the kosel, so then that only works by viewing the kosel as an extension, a part of the Kan HaMikan. And since you can use the kosel as a Kan HaMikan, as per the Magen Avraham that we just saw, then you shouldn't put a lechi for Tzuras HaPesach alongside a kosel, or on the edge of a kosel. Or for that matter, alongside a existing amud that is more than dalet amos wide, as we noted before, that you can't have the kan HaMikan of a Tzuras HaPesach that's more than dalet amos wide. But that observation is clearly against the Trumas HaDeshen, right? Because the Trumas HaDeshen is talking about a Kan HaMikan which is made out of Sin Machoi that you put alongside a Kosa. So the Trumas HaDeshen himself, which is the source of this Rama, clearly assumes that even though you need the kosel to contribute to make the Sid Machoi Roi Lekabel Del Shalkash, it doesn't mean that the kosel becomes a part of the Kan HaMikan. Or the Trumas HaDeshen would dispute the premise that you can't have a kosel as a Kan HaMikan. Either way, the Rama, if you accept the Taz's understanding in the Rama, that the Rama meant to paskin like the Trumas HaDeshen by Tzuras HaPesach, that you can use Sid Machli alongside a kosel, it sounds like that psak of the Rama would allow you to put a flimsy Kan HaMikan alongside a kosel. And Rav Schachter thinks that that's difficult in Svara. There's also Mishkanos Yaakov. Mishkanos Yaakov is Machmir in Siman Kuf Kaf Gimel, as far as the application of a Tzuras HaPesach Omen Me'aleh, which we discussed before, and any Tzuras HaPesach They're just like by Yatsuke Tikra in Hilchas Mezuzah, anything that any Kanami Khan that's there to support an existing roof and isn't there Lashay in Pesach is part of a mezuzah, so by Irvin also you couldn't use an existing structure that is made Lashay something else since it's a Pesach. That's also relevant to the telephone pole discussion that we discussed last time, and relevant to this as well. Okay. There is a tshuva of Beis Shlomo, Or HaChaim Siman Mem Dalet. Or HaChaim Siman Mem Dalet, who was asked about a Tzuris HaPesach that has a additional, so to speak, Kanami Khan in the middle. If you have a Tzuris HaPesach like this, you have your Kanavikan, Kadal Gaba. This is now a lateral view. This was an aerial view of a Mavoi. This is a cross section of Tzuris HaPesach. You know, it looks the same, right? This is your Kanavikan, and Kana Al Gabav. And this Tzuris HaPesach, in addition to this Kana Al Gabav, there is another Kana that sliced it down the middle. So, Shuvas Beis Shlomo Simin Mendalud was asked whether that poses a problem for a Tzuris HaPesach. Let's say this is 10 tefachim off the ground, and you have this is 5 tefachim, and this is another 5 tefachim. So in the middle of the Tzuris HaPesach, you have another kana going across, which, if you didn't have the one on top, this would be a Tzuris HaPesach on the side. But you do the one on the top, so does the one in the middle compromise the effectiveness of the Tzuris HaPesach? So he answers that there's a line in the Maril, Likutei Dinim of the Maril, that addresses this directly. Maril writes, Chatzer hayakal lekerem. There's a chatzer that leads into a kerem. The kifua b'tzuras haPesach and the gimel tzadim. So you surrounded it with tzuras haPesach on three sides. V'hayasham lamata min tzuras haPesach eitz echad mechubra l'roch of haPesach. So within the cavity of the tzuras haPesach there was a tree that went the entire width of the Pesach. Shayu gefanim kishurim bo. The shalu me'akir the also a eighth kasher min atzad ulamata me'asara im vato tzuris haPesach shalamala yimenu. So there you had a tzuris haPesach, and the bottom of the tzuris haPesach there was a tree with branches that covered the entire bottom of the tzuris haPesach. So does that compromise the tzuris haPesach? The Heshiv Maril, the Kaimalan, the Tzuras HaPesach Moyel, Gam Beparitz Meruba Bidala Ruchas. So we know that Tzuras HaPesach works even by Paritz Meruba. The Avsaka Sa'eitz Nira De'e Mevata. The fact that there's a tree on the bottom shouldn't be Mevata with Tzuras HaPesach. The Ashukana Rashba Asar Koras Mavoy. Shaisa Avid Bioser, Shegova Mixasalamal Miyasara, Umixasalamata. So the Rashba was Machmir that if you have a Korah that extends into the bottom 10 Tvachim of the Tzuris HaPesach, that's a problem. For Rash Docha, the Shani Hacha, Koshekin Davi Stima Tvei. The Rash says no, that the fact that the Korah extends into the Tzuris HaPesach doesn't pose a problem with anything. It's better, because now it's more plugged up. Hachanami, benita nidan, the ayde eitz mafsik, v'kosher sham, sosin tvei. So, this Maril says, the fact that you have a tree on the bottom of the cavity of the Tzuris HaPesach, that makes it even better. So the Tzuris HaPesach is supposed to close up an open wall, so it's even more closed. So, meaning, the presentation of Maril sounds like Tzivos HaPesach isn't supposed to be a doorway that you could walk through necessarily. It's a form of being sosev and opening. So you can be sosev and opening with the Tzivos HaPesach, and if you're sosev and more, then that's even better. Then he says in the Beis Shlomo that maybe the Shoel, who referenced Rav, who was Mafmir, maybe he was going with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is Mafmir in the case of the Korah that extends into the cavity of Ten Tefachim. But he thinks that we shouldn't pass in that way. So says the Tzvi Pesach Frank, Shuvas Har Tzvi, Arachayim Chele Beis, Simen Yud Ches Os Yud, Arachayim Chele Beis, Simen Yud Ches Os Yud, that if you have a Tzvi Pesach where the Kana Al Gabbah goes through tree branches, that doesn't pose a problem. Because it's Tzuris HaPesach is Dino Kimachitza, and you see it as if it's all Sasam, so the fact that it's more Sasam doesn't make it any worse. The Rebbe Kodesh points out in his notes that the Taz may be mastered this way also. There's a Taz that we're going to get to soon. Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Sifkaz and Yotas, if you have it in front of you. Taz writes, Shin Samach Gimel, Yotas, towards the end. V'nira li'od, de'im l'mala min ha'kanim, shema amidin l'mata yesh gag, shemasik, bin gova ha'chevel, l'ha'kanim, Yesh Isser Baset. What's the seer? So you have a economy con over here, and a economy con over here. So we pass an Ain Shrika Liga, doesn't have to go all the way up to the Kan Al Gabav, right? And then you have your Kan Al Gabav over here. And, I'm sorry. Here, let's say you have your Kan Al Gabbah over here. And underneath you have a roof. So you have a roof, an overhang, let's say that's mafsik between the Kan Mikan and the Kan Al Gabbah. Right? This is a house here. And let's say you have the Kan Mikan alongside a house here, right? And then you have an overhang from the roof of the house that blocks the Kan Al Gabbah from the Kan Mikan. So it says the Taz, Im lamala min akanim shemamidin lamata yesh gag shemafse ben gova chevel akanim yesh iser baza delo havetzu vesa pesach baza. So that's not a Tzivos HaPesach. They know since Tzivos HaPesach, but you said that's not Kedav D'Inshi. It's not normal to have a doorway, a door frame, where you have something blocking the doorpost from the lintel. Elasarach sheyiftach nekev gadol begag l'mala miyakane be'inyan shiva mechuvanim tachas hachevel bli hesek. If you want to be mashed with Tzivos HaPesach, you have to make a hole in the roof so that the Kana Mikan has a straight path to the Kana Al Gabbah. Okay? So that's the comment of the Taz here in Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Yotes. So, what do you see in this picture? As long as you make a hole over here, you're okay. Even though you have this gag that's in the halal of the Tzuvos HaPesach. Right, that's essentially the same seer as the seer here of the Beis Shlomo, where you have an additional kanal gabav, an additional cross pole in the cavity of the Tzuvos HaPesach. So the fact that the Taz is only concerned about making a hole here, is okay with the rest of the roof, it sounds like even if you have something that sticks into the cavity of the Tzuvos HaPesach, that doesn't pose a problem. Chazon Ish in Simen Ayin Oth Yutes, seems to assume that this would work. It doesn't pose a problem as long as you have a 10 tefach area that's still open. And you have an uninterrupted cavity of 10 tefachim inside the Tzuvos HaPesach, which should be a shear mechitza. But in this case, if it's 5 and 5, and you have something massive between them, that would be a problem. And he quotes here in the English Erevin book that the Shus Malko, Shula Kunder seems to be machmir across the board, and some others as well. It's not so clear, definitely preferable to avoid any davar hamafsik inside a Tzuvos HaPesach, but unclear exactly where we draw the line as to what's an absolute problem in the bottom line, the degree of obstruction. As far as that Taz that we just quoted, that you can't have that kind of a davar mafsik in the Tzuvos HaPesach, in the case of the overhang that goes over the Kan Mikan, there is a Chazon Ish, Simen Ayin Aleph Osi Gimel, Yud Gimel, the Chazon Ish writes, that's the only problem if it's a davar kavua. So if you have a roof, the roof is kavua, that would be a problem. But if you have a temporary obstruction, that isn't there permanently, it's just blocking in a temporary fashion, that wouldn't pose a problem even according to the Taz. Let's talk now about Rav Schechter's Shita with ground level. This is written up in Bikvei Hatzon, pages Kuf Kaf Dalet to Kuf Kaf Vav, with the lengthy footnote there. Rav Schechter assumes that in Svara, you can't have a mechitza that is shayach for one ground level, be makif a different ground level. So let's say you have you have the hill over here, and you want to be makif the area to the right of the hill, and you're going to make it Tzuvos HaPesach. Here, let's make the hill like that. That's the third picture that looks the same. That's something else today. This is a hill. So let's say you're going to make it Tzuvos HaPesach over here with the intention that this Tzuvos HaPesach should be makif the area down below here. So that ground level has no shaykes to this ground level. So again, the Tzuvos HaPesach on the higher ground level to be makif the lower ground level. What is that based on? So Rav Schechter thinks that's true in Svara, but he thinks that's a machlokas rishonim, a machlokas rishonim in Sukkah. The Rosh in the first paragraph of Sukkah Siman Dalet writes as follows. Paragalus and Mandalit in Sukkah. Bana itztava be'emsa. So if you build a platform in the middle of the Sukkah, im yesh misfath itztava. So we're talking about a case where the Sukkah is, the Sukkah is more than 20 amos off the ground, and that would be possible. But now you build the platform in the middle of the sukkah, such that the distance from the top of the platform to the schach is less than 20 amos. Okay? The bana istava be'emsa. If yesh misfas istava v'lakosel arba amos l'chol tzad, psula. So if the distance between the platform and all the walls is more than 4 amos, that's possible. The istava doesn't help you, because it's not within 4 amos of the walls. Pachas mikan shera. However, if the platform is within 4 amos of the walls, that works. Damrina dofen akuma chol tzad, because you can invoke dofen akuma on the sides, so that it's ki'ilu, the walls are flush with the istava. Then you have an istava which is within 20 amos of the schach that's surrounded by kosher walls. Okay? That's the rush. Kasavitz Gaya says a rush. Ubavad shalotehe istava gavoa meyasar tvachim. That only works if the istava is less than 10 tvachim tall. Dirisha sacharasi. Because if the istava would be more than 10 tvachim tall, that would be considered a rishu sacharas. V'lo yadana taima mainaf gamina de rishu sacharasi. Says the Rush, I don't understand why that should make a difference that it's a rishu sacharas. Kevan de amar dofin akuma mikol tzad. What difference does it make that it's a rishu sacharas? You're invoking dofin akuma. Hari istava mukafes mechisos, umubdelas mishara sukkah. The bottom line, you're invoking dofen akuma, so I have an istava that is surrounded by 4 kasher walls through dofen akuma. V'damya l'sukkah medis barosh agag, d'rishis acharasi l'gabi chatser, u'bala itrach shiragam kein afilu gavoyot. So the Rush doesn't understand why 10 tvachas should make a difference. Bottom line, you're working with dofen akuma. Dofen akuma should be effective whether or not it's Rishis Acharis, and the Kotzi Itter is arguing on the Ritz Geis. Okay? How do we pass in Shulchan Aruch before we get to the analysis? Simen Tav Reish Lam Gimel Siv Zayin. Tav Reish Lam Gimel Siv Zayin. Mechaber Paskins like the Rush against the Ritz Geis. Against the Rimagash, sorry. No, against the Ritz Geis. The Paskins like the Rush against the Ritz Geis. Simen Tav Reish Lam Gimel Siv Zayin, im bana itzva be'emsa, im yesh mimenu lakosa l'chol tzad pachas midalat amas kishera, ala itzva, afilu im gavoa yosem yasara. So even if the itzva is more than 10 tvachim off the ground, you can invoke dofen akuma, if it's within 4 amos from the side, and you have a kashrus sukkah, if the rosha itzva is within 20 amos from the schach. So Mechaber clearly paskins like the Rush against the Ritz Geis. So Rav Schechter thinks that what's behind the position of the Ritz Geis is this notion of ground level. That if you have a istava that's more than 10 tvachim off the ground, so that's a rishis acharis, so that is no shaykhus to the ksalim on the side that are on the ground. And even though in Shulchan Aruch we paskin against this position, we paskin like the Rush in Hilchos Sukkah, but there's a different standard for Sukkah as there is for Erevin. Meaning what? That when it comes to sukkah, there's a machlokas rishonim, whether if you have a sukkah where the schach is above 20 amos, do we say that the schach is fundamentally pasul? If I have schach l'mal mi'asin, the schach is fundamentally pasul, or the schach is kosher, but there's a chisarad in the kiyamitz for the person sitting in the sukkah. The schach is fundamentally kosher schach, but if the person sitting is more than 20 amos from the schach, so there's no shaykhus between the schach and the person sitting, it's a chisaron in his yeshiva sukkah, but fundamentally the schach is kasher schach. So if we assume that fundamentally the schach is kosher schach, it's just a chisaron in the yeshiva sukkah, the person sitting there. So then, even if you have a istava that's above 10 tvachim, it could be in that case, it would be a kosher yeshiva sukkah, because bottom line, the schach was kosher from the beginning anyway. So even though you're on a different ground level, but as long as you're physically closer to the schach, so then we obviate the chisaron of your yeshiva, and then we can rely on the dofen akuma, even though the walls are a different rishus than the istava. And the Ritz Geis would argue even about that. The Ritz Geis would assume, no, that the schach is fundamentally pasul in that case, and therefore you're not yotze. But that could be a local machlokas when it comes to sukkah. Maybe everyone agrees when it comes to Erevin, when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos, to make a mechitza for Shabbos, then maybe everyone should agree to the principle that a mechitza on one ground level can't affect, or can't be makif of a different ground level. The Rav Schechter acknowledges that Rav Shlomo Kluger is against this. Elif HaShlomo Simen Kuf Nun Dalid. Elif HaShlomo Simen Kuf Nun Dalid. But Lemaisa, Rav Schechter thinks that this is correct, that you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach or Milchitza on one ground level that is effective for another ground level because there's no Shaychus between them. Rabbi Willig, Am Mordechai Simen Zayin Os Hei, points out that the Mishmos of the Taz in Hilchos Sukkah is not this way. The Taz in Sifkat and Ches, back in Tafresh Lama Gimel Sifkat and Ches, writes in explaining the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, Lower Mina and the Az Havi Yisrael Rishis Acher, that we don't say that the Istava is considered another Rishus. Meaning, the Rush fundamentally argues on the whole Yisod of the Ritz Geis that even if you have an Istava that's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, that's not considered a different Rishus. And if that's the case, then if we pass on like the Rush in Hilchos Sukkah, that should be applicable to Hilchos Erevin as well, that the disparity in ground level should impose a problem. Okay, let's stop here. We'll have one more shiur on Stilik Mechitzos, which I'll send you my makomas for. I assume Wednesday regular time. And then we'll break for a chazar. Okay.